yay! Oh, yay! Welcome to the Millpool to Pennyland walking route.
Welcome to the Millpool to Westloo walk. The walk starts at the town end of the Millpool car park and is very suitable for those with mobility problems, as it's almost entirely on the flat. The Millpool itself once covered over 14 acres until filled in to make a car park in the early 1960s. The pool is the reminder that there once was a tide mill here. The first tide mill here was completed in 1621 and had a set of four water wheels which ran when the tide was out. The water then powered them was impounded in a 13-acre pool at high tide. The mill was last used in the late 19th century for grinding bone meal. This still remains, and the pedalos can be enjoyed in the summer months. If you look north, you will see the confluence of the East and Westloo rivers at Trenant Point. Up the Westloo River, in the distance, is Kilmarnock Woods, a designated nature reserve, with delightful woodland walks along signposted paths to Watergate, the location for many a picnic near the river. Kilmarnock Woods is often described by some as a little-known gem, by others, the lungs of Loo, or part of the UK's equivalent of the rainforest. Kilmarnock Woods is owned by Cornwall Council and classified as ancient woodland. It is part of a county wildlife site and is an area of special landscape value. It is also a featured site in the BBC's Breathing Places project. A community group called the Friends of Kilmarnock Woods was formed and constituted in 2006 as a result of the Wild Space project. Its aims are to educate, promote and protect this beautiful green area of Loo.
My name's Derek Spooner. I live in East Loo. I've lived there for about 10 years. I'm retired and I'm particularly involved in a range of local conservation activities in the Loo area. I'm particularly interested in wildlife and I spend a lot of my time in the pursuit of wildlife in the local area. I'm particularly concerned with the Friends of Kilmarnock Woods. Kilmarnock Woods is a lovely area of oak woods alongside the Westloo River. It starts at the far end of the Millpool car park from Loo, stretches for about a mile and a half inland alongside the tidal river. On the other side of the river is Trenant Woods, which is very similar but a bit less accessible. Both of these woodlands are oak woods, ancient oak woods, which have been managed by man in the past, but they are probably at least 400 years old. The chief species of tree is the sessile oak. There are also beech, sycamore, sweet chestnut, and so on. The river itself is a great place to watch wildlife. The principal attraction to me as a bird watcher is the colony of herons and egrets. These can be seen from the Millpool car park, just where you might park when you're visiting Loo. There are breeding herons and egrets just across the river there, and you see them also wading in the river, fishing, looking for food at all times of year. They're not the only birds you can see. They're probably the most spectacular. They're the biggest, and the egrets have only been there about 10 or 15 years. But you might also, if you're lucky, see kingfishers. There are plenty, of course, of gulls, herring gulls, and great blackback gulls, which nest on Loo Island. In winter, you might see wading birds. There are curlew, there are redshank, there are oyster catchers. There's a whole range of species, and they can be easily seen from the woods themselves or just along the edge of the car park as you walk down into the town. Other things you might look for in the spring, Kilmarnock is great for bluebells. wood anemones, other flowers. In summer, lots of butterflies, particularly down by the river around the old boatyard, silverwash fritillaries, red admirals, peacocks, lots of other butterflies in the sunshine. And then there are the animals, which you won't see so easily, but you can see signs of them. There are obviously squirrels, foxes, roe deer, badger, and most special of all, we know that there are dormice in these woods. You won't see them, they're nocturnal and they hibernate in winter. They are an endangered species and are perhaps an indication of why Coolmore North Woods is very important for wildlife.
When you're ready to explore the other side of the car park, go on to the second part of this walking tour.